Welcome to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. This is our podcast, un lugar donde hablaremos sobre la salud mental, cultura, como Chicanas and Latina Moms, la importancia de self-love, self-care, self-compassion, y el recordatorio que somos chingonas, y que esta es una revolución y una evolución para crear la mejor versión de nuestro ser. Because we can. Because calladitas, no more. You're listening to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. The content is not intended to replace or substitute for any professional counseling or therapeutic advice. Hola, Chicana and Latina Moms, ¿cómo están? Espero que estén muy bien. Thank you so much for tuning in. From all the podcasts that I'm sure you also listen to, you also chose to take the time to listen to this podcast, our podcast, Chicana and Latina Moms. And my name is Amapola Ramirez. I'm the creator and host of Chicana and Latina Moms podcast. And I'm glad to continue to have this platform with all my chingona sisters and moms, luchonas, guerreras. So thank you so much for tuning in. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about, or I should say in today's episode, not podcast, because it's a podcast. This is what happens, you guys, when you record. No todo te va a salir like perfecto, but ni modo. It's going to be organic, just the way it flows. I'm not going to delete and edit. This is how it goes here. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about what I said in a video on TikTok. If you don't follow me on TikTok, I'm not going to ask you to, solamente si quieren, of course. Pero I have a TikTok account, and it's at La Chicana Therapist. And I made a video talking about when you attend an event or you're at work, anywhere, wherever you're at, if there's two people talking, you're the third person, okay? If there's two people talking and they don't include you in the conversation and they exclude you, they're not your tribe. Many people responded with, I can relate, I can relate, I can relate. I can relate at work, I can relate with my sisters, I can relate with family, I can relate, at home with their own husband and kids. That's interesting. We've all been there. And it's just, I wanted to touch base more on it on the podcast because, a lot of the times when we get invited to events, you make time out of your day to go to an event. There's people that drag themselves maybe sometimes to an event. It happens. Maybe you're not feeling so good, you're tired, but you still want to show up for, the people that you care for. You show up and then you're kind of excluded from a conversation. And then te vas sintiéndote como toda aguada, deprimida, I don't know. just all down, kind of I made time out of a day. I didn't really want to come and then they treat me like that. And this is the thing, you guys, there's going to be times that you're not going to want to go to some events. Not because you don't love the people, it's just maybe you're just not feeling it. Or second, the other thing is too, that you've seen many times that these, certain individuals in your life don't include you into conversations or don't make you feel welcomed. And yet you still continue to go knowing that at the end of the day, you're not going to feel so good. So it's really, really important to assess, is this worth my time? This is why a lot of people end up going to events with somebody else. They're come with me, come with me. So we become kind of a little codependent sometimes on having that extra person. It feels comfortable, right? Because te puedes ahogar, chismear, lo que sea, Pero there's going to be times where you're going to probably go to an event or somewhere by yourself, and which is okay. But you also have to be very aware of, like, is this a space that is worth me attending? Is it going to interrupt my peace, or is it just going to, you know, trigger me and affect me for the 560th time of my life, or the 1,231st of my life? The comments that I was reading on, you know, the video on TikTok, you know, many were saying, I get invited, they try to include me, but once the conversation starts, they like ignore me. Okay, I want to add this, that when there's that, you know, space of being invited into a conversation, it also means for you to try your best to, you know, keep the conversation going. You know, I understand everyone's journey is different. There's perception and there's perspective. And there's two different things, you guys, because the perception is, cada una de nosotras tenemos esa perception of life based on the experiences of our life, right? So we all view life differently. So the perspective is you getting out of your perception to understand someone else's way of seeing life. Even though, yes, you're not going to get it to the T, but you know when they say get out of your shoes and try to put yourself in someone else's shoes, that is a perspective. Okay, and the perception is the way you see it. It's really, really challenging sometimes to get out of our perception. Why? When you are in an argument, you will only be focused on your perception of how you see life. Y por eso nos aferramos y no, y esto es, y que esto es negro, aunque sea blanco. No, esto es rosa, aunque sea rojo. You know what I mean? Like, so we get really stubborn. So sometimes we can misinterpret, you know, scenarios of situations that, you know, we come across. Like, maybe there's people that do want to include you in a conversation, but then your body language just kind of shows that, you know, like, okay, como que no quiere. But in your heart and your mind, you're like, include me. So it's really hard for everyone to kind of really assess. But there are times when we really hit that target, like right in the center. Like, we're right that certain individuals are just being disrespectful. Right? Especially if you've gone through a traumatic experience, a lot of the times we have this like defensive mechanism. We feel dissociated. We feel that, you know, someone else is out there to make our life miserable. And that's not really it. But we think that because especially we go back to, you know, a mother or father traumatizing you, you know, because they're traumatized, then that does interfere with your future relationships. So the next time you're in an event and you feel, okay, they're being rude, they're not including me, it's okay to walk away. It's okay for you to excuse yourself and, you know, go talk to somebody else that you feel safe with. Or maybe next time you can say, no, I've done it too many times and I know it's me. Que no trato de hablar un poquito más, or, you know, to engage. So the next time, challenge yourself to, you know, try to continue to expand that conversation. Sometimes we doubt ourselves, you guys. Sometimes we think we're not smart enough, or that what we're going to say is going to sound dumb. But, you know, in order for us to put ourselves out there, we're going to take that chance. And most of the time, we're wrong. Most of the time we're wrong, or most of the 90-something% we're wrong. But it's okay for you to remove yourself from groups that are not helpful. If you're at work and there's a group that's just toxic and you're just like, okay, how do I feel coming into work? If you don't feel good going into work and you know that you've talked to or you can't even talk to a supervisor, maybe it's time for you to look for a new job, to find a new space, start over, you know. And yes, obviously, cautiously, and make sure they pay you more or match your pay, whatever. But you are the only person that can make that decision to remove yourself from a toxic work environment. You can speak up and advocate for yourself, but it is uncomfortable sometimes, right? And sometimes things can get resolved, you guys, if you speak up in a very, you know, obviously professional, respectful manner. Pero también no te pongas tanto en una situación de sufrimiento solamente porque ya has sufrido mucho y dices ya ni modo seguir sufriendo. Like, even though you might not say those exact words, we behave them, you guys. There's been times in my life where it took me years, you guys, to really understand, why do I continue? Because I would put myself in positions that were so uncomfortable, but just to be nice to other people. And I got to the conclusion that the reason I did that for so many years was because I was put in a very, uncomfortable positions in my life due to traumatic experiences, that at some point there's this like part of the brain that just says, okay, you've been there before, like, and this is what you know, so continue to do it. And that's not true. That's not true. So now where I identify these feelings of like being uncomfortable, you know, if it's with certain people or situations in my life, I stop myself. And say, no, you don't need to put yourself through that anymore. And I have to like do that self-talk because I am my own best friend. I love my being and I'm not going to allow myself to suffer. And you might think like, how is, you know, going to a birthday party suffering? You guys, one person can be surrounded by so many people and still feel alone. I think we have all been there. I've felt that at times in the past. Thank God I don't anymore. But if you have ever been in that space, I want you to know that you're not alone and that lo puedes cambiar. You can change it. Solo si tú quieres. Solo si estás dispuesta a poder hacer ese cambio. Remember, we are mothers. We're chingonas. Yes, but we have the right to break. And our little kiddos are observing, even if you have teenagers, even if you have young adults, they're observing the way you take care of your mental health. So it's really, really important. So the next time you get excluded from a group, you know, they don't include you, just assess, you know, is it them being rude? Because if you are trying to start a conversation and they still blow you off, then that's right there, a big like sign that obviously they're being rude. You know, you guys, you know in your gut who are those people that deserve your time and who not. But sometimes we give the time and energy to people who don't deserve it because it all goes back to how we were raised and those, you know, expectations of culture, religion, and, you know, ni modo, somos familia. No, there's some family members that are toxic. There are some coworkers that are toxic. And although maybe a company might say, no, you know, let's all get along. I mean, it's you're an adult, you're a professional, you know, you have to get along. That's being dismissive because Lord knows that even the higher ups up there have so much trauma. I say higher ups like supervisors because if, you know, I know we look at it as like pyramids because unfortunately that's just how it kind of goes in our society. But if you're like kind of, you know, if we're in the bottom of the pyramid and there's higher ups and the bottom of the pyramid is not freaking solid, then that means it sucks upstairs. You know what I mean? That's just how it flows. So I just wanted to touch base on this situation of, you know, being excluded, being left out. And if it's at work, if it's at home, if you're living with someone who's just not healthy for you, ¿quién te dijo que tienes que estar ahí? Like, who told you to live in misery with someone who doesn't love you, respect you, and protects you? And you know, in our culture, is religion and culture, like, no, I mean, not that they're saying you have to stay there miserable, but there's some sort of message in our culture que ni modo, ya te casaste, ya te chingaste, this kind of thing, even if you're unhappy. But if we look back how our grandmothers, unfortunately, most of our grandmothers married a man that they did not love. So that phrase came from someone who was miserable in their relationship. So we should not continue that phrase. Because I'm sure we have all heard it, ni modo. I am the only girl. I have two brothers. And, you know, going through stuff in my marriage, my mother never, ever said, si no estás feliz, vete. Porque tu felicidad importa. She never said that. Why? Because she was in a position herself where she wasn't happy. But when it came to my brothers, you know, going through their stuff, it's like, then that's when she said and informed them, if you're not happy, you can leave. It's interesting, you guys, like how we are treated depending on our gender in this culture. So we have to make sure que nos tenemos que despegar those labels. Like, we have to tear them out and say, no, this does not work for me. This is why I continue to put myself in situations where I'm being over here excluded, maybe at home, at work, wherever. And yet it's kind of like I allow myself to be disrespected. And ya no más. Ya no más. We are mothers. We're the heart of the home. And that's really, really important. I'm not dismissing fathers, of course. But our kids are watching us. Especially those little girls that can relate to you as a mother. And for those boys that are looking up to you, for them to say, hey, this is the qualities that I love for my mother. And when I find my future wife, I would love for them to have the same qualities, you know? So we can dissect the situation really deep. If we go way back, como dicen en el año del caldo, to assess, you know, all these generational traumas. But I think at this point, you guys, it is our individual responsibility to kind of like dissect that at our own pace, in our own way, so that the next time someone says, hey, can I get this, or can you want to be included, and you really don't want to give it away, and you don't want to be there, that the next time with confidence you say, I appreciate it, but you know, I'm okay, and you just are confident with that decision. So I've talked about rejection. It's God's protection. And find your tribe. Find your tribe. And if you have your tribe, honor it, cherish it, and create beautiful things with them. Because no one like your tribe. And it can be your sisters. It can be your cousins. It can be your friends. Mixture with cousins and friends, whatever, you know. But it's beautiful to have really beautiful friendships, and you deserve to have them as well. Your kids cannot be your friends. They're your children. Yes, our husbands are our best friends, pero también you need the girl time tribe. So cuídense, les deseo todo lo mejor, and stay tuned for more. Adiós.
Gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for tuning in the Chicana and Latina Moms podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Chicana_Latina Moms podcast. And also, don't forget to leave a review. Gracias. Hey, my Chicana and Latina sisters, please do not forget to leave a review and give me your feedback. I would really appreciate it. This also helps other new listeners know what we're about. Gracias.